Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 20th day of February, year 2022. I am Commander and Pastor Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is discipleship. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Embeth. Callers are welcome. We do remind you to watch your language if possible, and also be courteous to anybody else that might be on the call at the same time. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody is muted upon entering the conference call until you indicate you wish to speak, and we will address those in the order that we receive them. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And we have the Daily Mail page set up for current events and tips on health and different things that come in on a daily basis. And the homepage has been edited for more information on how to help out with the donation if you feel so led. First today is Proverbs 17:9 from the Amplified Bible. He who covers and forgives an offense seeks love, but he who repeats or gossips about a matter separates intimate friends. Now, the word love here in English, of course, is not very explicative of the kind of love that they meant in the original language. This kind of love here is brotherly love, not eros or erotic love, obviously. So it's basically just saying, in order to keep the fellowship of a brethren, you should be able to overlook an offense. There's other verses that talk about be willing to turn your cheek. It's basically saying the same thing. In order to maintain our fellowship, our brotherhood, we should be willing to cover over or forgive an offense. And then it says here in the second part of the verse, but he who repeats or gossips about a matter separates intimate friends. I'm sure you all know that you've had people in your life from time to time that just don't seem to learn. It's okay to forgive an offense, but if the person keeps repeating it, they're going to separate friends. So, okay, I have heard from people in the past that, well, if you really love me, you'll forgive me no matter how many times I do the same exact thing to you. No, that's not true. I know a lot of people think that it'd be nice to have it that way, but you have to have some accountability. There's a lot of bantering about of the fact that our Father loves unconditionally. I don't believe that for a second, just like I don't, and I don't believe anybody does, okay? Do you have affection for your family members or other people? Yeah, of course you do. But the way people think of unconditional love today, where there's absolutely no conditions, that's just not true. Unconditional love, if you mean just the fact that you're going to care about your family members and those that you have in your intimate circle, well, of course, but if you think about it, that's not unconditional. It's just simply saying that you love these people because you have affinity to them. But if they kept abusing you over and over and over again, how in the world would you have love for that? And what lesson will the person learn if you enable them to be an abusive person? There's nothing learned, okay? And again, that's why we talked about discipleship. As we watch this end-of-the-age scenario unfold, people are starting to come unglued emotionally, spiritually. And again, we talk about the fact that, you know, on this program and other programs now for over 22 years, we've talked about these days coming. This should not be a surprise to any of us that have been following along with Scripture and current events and world events. So the people that are losing their minds, either one, don't walk with the Father and don't believe in any of the Scripture, or they are people who do know the Scripture but do not have strong faith. And you have to remember, your life on this earth is a test. It was meant to be that way from day one. You can pretty much see it happening today. And the question is, do you pass the test or not? Not whether you live forever in these bodies. That's not the question. That's what the heathen want to do. They want to live forever. That's why they drink the blood of young people. Adrenochrome. That's why they do their sacrificing to Lucifer, because he makes them think that he's going to allow them to live forever, or whatever name they wish to give the entity that's in the dark world. Okay, Scripture talks about ha diablos, the devil, the adversary. And again, whatever term you want to use for him, it's like our Father above. You know, the Germans called him Allvater. Allvater, Allfather. Many times we use the word creator or Yahweh in the from the Hebrew. I am that I am. The French call him the eternal one, l'éternel. So again, our Heavenly Father sits above as the person, the entity that created this earth, and he put us down here for a purpose. We are made in his image in the sense that we were given certain attributes of his. And for whatever reason, he wants to watch and see what we do. What are we doing with this world? What are we doing to stop the evil that's out there? The communists are making their move worldwide. And again, you know, ever since the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, ever since that hit the street, and people like Henry Ford with his book that he used to put on the front seat of every Model T Ford coming down the assembly line, the book entitled The International Jew, he spent millions back in the early 1900s. So that's 100 years ago. He spent $1 million, millions of dollars, actually, of his own money hiring engineers to research these people called Jews and what they're up to. And that ended up in the book, The International Jew, which if you don't have a copy, contact me. I'll be glad to send you an electronic version. And I'm sure you can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Goodreads or Abe Books, A-B-E, Abe Books out of Canada. There's lots of ways of getting this information, folks. And again, we got to turn back to reading more and not watching so much video and news feeds and things like that. People that take the time to write a book typically are very passionate about what they believe in, and there's a lot of truth in the written word, just as in the Scriptures. So we got to learn how to read more. Take some time, get away from everybody else, go get a digital reader if you don't have the books, because you want something easy on your eyes, okay? Staring at these screens is not good for your eyes. It's not. A lot of people that work in industries or businesses where you're staring at these flat screens constantly all day long are having trouble with their vision. Not everybody, but lots of people are. And for one thing, it's your the electronics are flashing in your eyes, but it's also the fact that you don't look away, okay? Now, when I was a young man and they first started coming out with all this stuff, they told you to let your eyes rest and look away from your screens at something distant from time to time, just as an exercise to relieve them and to have them feel better. Get up from your desk, walk around, do that at least every 15 minutes. I used to see people sit at their desk for 4 or 5 straight hours and almost never get up. And you're going to have health problems if you do that. But anyway, if you get an electronic reader like a Kindle or something similar, they are designed with very low electronic emission off the screen, so it's very, very close to reading hard copy because of the fonts they use and the lighting and everything else. It's very comfortable compared to computer screens. The point of it is there's a lot of information out there that's already, the wheel has been invented already, so why reinvent it? Just like the lectures of Bertrand Comparé, Wesley Swift, Bill Fink has some really good material out there. The other teaching ministries, Kingdom Identity Ministries, Scriptures for America, all kinds of information out there for those that want the nuts and bolts of what we call identity. Okay, I'm trying to put a list together for people that are coming up to speed in the latter parts of this age. We don't have a lot of time. So it's very difficult to say, well, here, just go read this one thing and you'll be up to speed, or do this one thing. And that was 22 years ago as we were leading up to this. And we gave the warning to people that was when you should be doing your in-depth studies because you have time. We're running out of time. The enemy's making their move. I think that should be fairly clear to everybody. At least I sure as hell hope so. I mean, if you can't see the communist insurgency in all of the Western world at this point in time, you're just blinder than a bat. Okay? Ralph says Canada has run out of time. Well, it's not just Canada, though. Everybody's focusing in Canada, but it's the world. Okay? They started out in China. You saw them put the Chinese people through this stuff, but nobody did anything about it. Okay? Many people were saying China's just a precursor to what's going to happen to the world. It was a testing ground, so to speak, because the Chinese people have been abused for a long time, and they're under a severe totalitarian government. And all these governments are actually being run by the Jews, the Zionists. I mean, that's just follow the money. It's as simple as that. Follow the money. Okay? They put the money behind Mao Zedong. They put the money behind Castro. They put the money behind Pol Pot. All of the dictators, the Bolsheviks in Russia, and the mafia, the Red Mafia, which is the Jewish mob here in America. Okay? Just follow the money. It's not hard to figure out. Follow the money. It'll tell you who's in charge and why they're doing what they're doing. My dear grandfather told me that when I was a young lad, and he was so true. Okay. Ella says here, yes, it's the whole world. Yeah, amen. It is. So the focal point is Canada at the moment, our Canadian brothers and sisters up there, and because they are more homogenous than we are, they're putting up more of a fight and resistance than most of America is doing, at least in certain sections, because America is divided. There's sections of the country that's predominantly white, and they will resist. There's sections of the country that are a mixed multitude, and they are the ones that lean to the socialist communist side. So, because we have disobeyed our father, who told us to stay separate, doesn't say to abuse, it doesn't say you can't let him come in to visit, but we were to be separate peoples and stay in our geographic locations. That was a command from the father. And we violated that because of feel-good things and emotionalism and because of our greed, wanting commerce and listening to these Jewish corporations and bankers. We turned away from our father and his teaching, the teachings of our ancestors. We turned away from all that. And now we're paying the price. This is the price you pay when the blessings and cursings of Deuteronomy and Leviticus are in your face. And again, all you got to do is go to those verses in there and read the blessings and cursings. and tell me which ones are not here. I'm not sure. Ralph Henry says here, because the Jew feels more comfortable like that. Well, they're trying to make hell on earth, okay? Because they have no hereafter. We talked about that. The Jews, as a Zionist religion, Talmudic religion, there is no hereafter, okay? So they don't care about that. They're not fighting to gain entrance into, quote, heaven, because in their faith they do not have a heaven to go to. So their only happiness can be if they make hell on earth and live as long as they can. And if they have to sacrifice you and your children to get your blood and your DNA or whatever, or your organs to put into their bodies, guess what? They'll do it in a heartbeat. They don't care. You're just a resource. Remember, a human resource. That's all you are. That's all we are. That's all your children are. So, and Ellis says here, each of us has to get rid of Babylon where we live. Yeah, and we've talked about that for a long, long time, too. Babylon isn't a place. It's a system. It's why it's called Mystery Babylon. Mystery. Kind of hidden unless you're initiated, unless you have the Holy Spirit, unless you have discernment, it's a mystery to you. But if you have the discernment, you can see that this Babylonian system, this confusion caused by admixture, which is what the word Babylon means, is because there is a man-made version of the world, and there's a version that was according to Scripture and our Heavenly Father. Okay? And we're not living it. And so we have to, I'm just getting some notes here, so you're going to have to hold on just a second. So you have to decide which version you wish to live under, okay? We've reached that point, okay? So far, for the 22 years on the radio anyway, it's been looking forward as in a prophetic and teaching type ministry. I think we are ready to go away from that. A lot of people say, well, we still want more teachings and all that. I personally, we can still do that, but we're not going to spend a lot of time doing that because we're past that. You're at the end of the age, okay? In case you haven't noticed, it's time to, as my family used to say when I was a child on the farm, it's time to shit or get off the pot. Okay, that comes from old time when people lived in homes and the bathroom was just a pot, basically. And you would do your business in it during the night, and there was only one pot, so if you were occupying when somebody else needed it, it was, hey, get off it. Either get your business done or get off of it. That's where that came from. Got a note here, so just bear with me for a second. Oh, my gosh. So as we are watching what's unfolding up in Canada, we're getting mixed reports as always. Some of them are positive, some of them are negative, but if you look at the way things are going in the world, it's, again, we got two opposing forces here. There is no fence. I'm glad people are finally getting that. No fence to sit on and hide out because it's just gone. The Father's taken the fence away, so you're either going to be on the one side with Him or you're going to be on the other side. That's it. There's just two sides. You're either with the New World Order, Satan worshipers, Zionist communist dogs that have no regard for humanity, or you're on the side of the righteous who are going to become part of Ezekiel 37 army. Okay? That's it. We're there. So as far as the teachings, it's always good to learn. every single day of your life. But we have to understand we're getting real close to crunch time here. So a lot of people are going to be in the boat that we predicted that would happen, is they waited till the very end. They didn't wake up till the very end. It's not, so now it gets a little bit more difficult for them. They don't have the opportunity that we had to take our time to do deep dives and figure out who's telling the truth. They're going to have to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide them to the people who have the right message, who are telling the truth. So it starts with a faith in our Heavenly Father and a repentance. So for all the latecomers, that's the number one thing for them to do, is repent of their wrongdoing, admit that they are lawbreakers, meaning God's law, and cleanse themselves of man-made law and seek His guidance and have the Holy Spirit guide them to the group of people with information that can save them. Just as we were talking about the fact that, you know, we work as a team, like a family unit, and we search out things, learn line upon line, precept upon precept, etc., working together as a network. And we talked about this a long time ago as well. What form would the ark take in the latter days? And one of our postulations was, what if it's the networking of His people? So we kind of form a sanctuary within our group, much as Noah and his family were surrounded by the timbers of the ark, and they relied on each other to ride out the storm. So symbolically, we're kind of in that same spot. We're in the middle of a storm. This is a storm. And working together to overcome the poisons that they're putting in the air and the food, etc., to overcome the genetic altering serums they want to stick in your arm, etc., we have to work together to expose all this. First of all, hopefully prevent people from going down that path. Nobody in his right mind should be putting this stuff in their body. Nobody. We do have some protocols that lately have been put out that are supposed to help people if they repent. Not if they don't repent, but if they do repent, protocols that could help the body mitigate, let's say. You won't necessarily cure yourself or put your body back to its pristine condition, but you can at least mitigate or lessen the damage being done. And again, I believe in miracles. Again, if there is true repentance, okay? Ella, the nurse, is telling us that to try ashwagandha as a natural leaf for stress, it really helps with relaxation, which is interesting because I'm taking ashwagandha as well as zinc and a few other things in it right at the moment. But so does St. John's wort, W-O-R-T, wort, St. John's wort, as well as ashwagandha, help to deal with the stress, okay? And everybody is under a lot of stress, so you should be making sure your body is as fit as possible. Make sure you're getting as sleep. When you're under tremendous sleep or stress, you need to get as much sleep as possible because there's extra strain on the body. And, of course, you want your habits to be as good as they can be as far as diet and exercise and everything else. Because, again, stress is a killer. We've talked about that over and over. Okay. Ella says there's too many side effects from St. John's wort. Well, that every supplement out there is not made for everybody. I have tremendous good effects from St. John's wort. In fact, I get better results from St. John's wort than I do ashwagandha. and other people get better results from ashwagandha than they do St. John's wort. That's why you do muscle testing. And if you've never done muscle testing, it's a very easy thing to do. It can be taught to you in about 2 minutes. It's not hard to do. And all the years that I went to the classes, it works very, very well. You can do it by yourself, but it's better if you're with some other person that can do the actual testing. And you can test for supplements and see if your body is craving them or not. And I know it sounds hokey, but it works. I saw it work in the classroom. I saw it work in my home for 20, 25 years. It does work. Yahweh made us these miraculous machines. These bodies that we sit in, our spirit sits in, are miraculous. And the more you get into holistic medicine, you see just how miraculous they are and how simple they are. They're not really all that complicated. Okay? And that's why I say every body, just like every car out there, runs with different fuel in it and has different size tires that run at different pressures. Everything is designed to be in a specific area or to have specific resources available to so it runs right. You and your body are the same thing. Everything down at the grocery store is not food for all of you. For instance, I read the book years ago, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. It was a very good book. And for me personally, it fit perfectly. Okay? Eat right for your blood type. A lot of people, whoa, that's ridiculous, Dan, because I like to eat corn on the cob. And I like corn chips, and I want to eat them. Gosh darn it, and I'm going to eat them. Well, that was my attitude when I was in my 40s. And you know what? I'd get an upset stomach every time I ate them, and I couldn't figure out why. And that's what led me to go read the book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. You know, pain does serve a purpose. Sometimes it takes pain to get a stubborn Israelite to get off his ass and do something that he should have done without the pain, but we just don't want to do it. And so me, in my case, it took getting an upset stomach every time I'd eat these corn chips that I really liked, and I couldn't figure out why. And when I read Eat Right for Your Blood Type, the number one thing that it said for O-type blood to stay away from is corn products. We don't digest corn very well, especially the GMO corn that we're being fed today. That's even worse. But corn, even in general, is not recommended for O-type blood. Again, this is not set in stone, and there's always going to be exceptions, so please don't give me that garbage. We're talking generalities. It's assumed you have enough intelligence to know that you need to figure out your own individual needs and things that work for you. But guidelines can be established based on generalities, and that's what the book Eat Right for Your Blood Type is talking about. The base information is there. As you implement it, you take note of what works and what doesn't work for you. Like I said, for me, everything that the book said to stay away from for O-type blood worked for me. Those were the things I found that upset my stomach quite a bit. So again, the information's out there. Yahweh provides it, but do we listen to it? Well, sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't. Yeah, Ella says, O-type blood is the universal donor. Yes, that's true. That's why they were always after me to donate blood when I was in the military. However, O-type blood can give blood to anybody. However, it can only accept O-type blood for itself. That's the drawback for O-type blood. Must have O-type blood as somebody donating to you, but O-type blood can be used by anybody. So, little tidbits of knowledge. But again, as we go into this period of time, we need to disciple with each other more than usual because of the stress levels, because of the tremendous amount of BS and false information that's out there. I mean, really, it's pretty bad. So keep that in mind. I wanted to read 2 Timothy chapter 3 again, because this is the godlessness in the last days. Because, again, how can you not see it? I just don't understand. How is it possible that there are people that don't see it? I don't know. It's just beyond me. So, and this one I'm going to read in the Bible in Basic English version. Henry says, Mike Adams is a complete shield. That became very obvious in a video he did here lately. He's another one of these pushing the whole Nazi, Germany, World War II, bad people, and not say a word about the Jew. So Mike Adams, we don't need to listen to him anymore. Even though some of the material he puts out is true, it's just like the saying, the devil will let you tell an ocean of truth as long as you let him float the lie on the top. Well, Rush Limbaugh was famous for that. Mike Adams is famous for that. There's a bunch of other ones that they'll keep pushing this whole German and so-called Nazi thing, totally disregarding what the Bolsheviks have done. That's how you know you're dealing with a snake, okay? Okay, True News with Rick Wiles, same thing. Yep, you got to be careful, very careful, because, yep, they'll be telling you truths about what's going on, but then they slip in their cover for the Jews, which is to get everybody focused on Hitler and Germany and World War II, even though they're not telling you the truth, because you have to go down the rabbit hole and do some research to learn the truth. But it does help us truth seekers and those of us who want discernment about who to listen to in the latter days. It gives us a tool to find out who is pro and con, who is telling the truth and who isn't. So we need to get more definitive at this point in time about that too. We need to weed out these outliers out here that constantly feed information and slip these lies about the Germans and World War II, and don't look down the Jewish path. Oh, no, nothing to see there about the Jews. Even though I did hear a 3-minute clip on InfoWars, believe it or not, and it wasn't Alex Jones, it was a substitute host. And he allowed this guy for 3 minutes to talk about the fact that the Jews are behind pretty much all of the bad acting that's going on right now. Either Jews themselves are orchestrating it, or they are directing and funding it, just like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Okay? The people that were part of those groups at the different demonstrations where they were burning and looting and everything else, I often would hear people say, well, you could see that there are some whites involved. those whites were Jews. Just like they arrested the so-called white that was throwing bricks at cars at one of the cities, and they said the name of the so-called white, and it was like, oh, yeah, here we go again. Just like they did in Russia 100 years ago, they are leading the mobs in the street. They are leading the so-called rebellion of the downtrodden. So it's not, there aren't really groups of downtrodden in America that want to rebel, just like there really weren't any Russians until they got stirred up by the Jew, exactly the way they did in Palestine 2,000 years ago when the Pharisees, who are Jews, whipped up the crowd to murder Christ. It's the exact same scenario. Okay? Exact same scenario. Christ, our ancestor, Christ, was denouncing the Jews and telling the truth about who they are and what they're up to, and they orchestrated his murder, and they whipped up a crowd of ignorant white people and others to say it was a good thing to do, and they put pressure on Pontius Pilate and the Romans to carry it out. They didn't want to do it. It wasn't until they threatened a mob uprising that Pontius Pilate agreed to do it, because he only had a small garrison of soldiers. And if there was a general uprising, the soldiers would not have been able to put it down. And so that's why he, quote, washed his hands of it. He said, whoa, I don't want to execute this person, but supposedly he's one of your own, even though Christ was not a Jew, obviously. But you see how nothing changes, nothing new under the sun, as Solomon said. They don't change their tactics. So 100 years ago, when they did to the Russians what they did, and they led us into a world war to stop the Italians and the Germans from putting down communism, and we dutifully did it, didn't we? We bought the lie. We sent our people off to war. My grandfather was one of them. I lost a cousin in the Battle of the Bulge. Okay? So even members of my own family fell for it. I fell for the lie in the 1970s that Vietnam was a war to stop communism. That's total bullshit. Total bullshit. We haven't tried to stop communism ever. That was what they told you, so that you'd go off to war and die for the corporate America, run by Jews, of course. But we weren't trying to actually stop communism, because we were actually feeding and abetting communism from day one. Communism cannot survive on its own. It's a failed system. And everybody that knows anything about it knows it's a failed system. The only people that benefit from communism are Zionist Talmudic Jews, who end up being the rulers of the Communist Party, the 1% at the top. That's why they like it. They end up in total control. Everybody else is a slave to their will and their wishes. That's what they want. Okay? It's playing out in front of us once again right now. But for the first time, Yahweh, through the internet, the invention of the internet, we've had over 20 years of the ability to reach out and educate one another and to fellowship with one another to get this information out there. That's why I called it discipleship. We're at that point. We have to rally around each other right now. We can continue teaching. That's part of what we do, especially if somebody has a question or there's some concept of our message that they need help with. Okay, you take them aside, either one-on-one, or we can do it on a broadcast, whatever, because you want to learn. I learn every single day of my life. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't learn something. That's not the point. The point of it is that the fellowship and discipleship is what's crucial for our people right now. I'm on the phone virtually every day, almost all day long, talking with people because of their anxiety over what's going on right today. Oh, Ella brings up a very good point. Speaking of stress relievers, the wonder drug of all is cannabis. I've read several great articles here in the last couple of days. There's a reason they outlawed cannabis, folks. It's because, as Ella says here in her text, it is a miracle plant. There are many miracle plants, just like parsley. When I was in school learning holistic medicine, almost everything wrong that goes wrong with the body, one of the very first vegetables on the list of foods that help alleviate the problem was parsley. Believe it or not. And we're finding out now cannabis, hemp, and cannabis are extremely good. Hemp is great for making paper and cloth and building materials, etc., where cannabis, the CBD oil, is extremely, again, if it's organic, okay? It has to be organic. Anytime we talk about a supplement, if you're not getting the real herb or the real plant or the real essence of the plant, you're wasting your time. You must have the non-GMO organic, or it just doesn't work. So cannabis, again, they outlawed it because, one, they wanted to boost up the illicit drug trade to get more profits. But the biggest thing, I believe, is they did not want us to have the medicinal benefits of cannabis, because it helps fight off many, many ailments and illnesses. So again, nefarious bad actors get laws passed, not because they're really concerned about you and me and protecting innocent people, blah, blah, blah. That's always the cover story. The truth of the matter is they want us sick. They want us stressed out. And that's just a fact. Ella, again, who is a retired nurse, says that the CBD oil should have some THC in it, which is the part of the cannabis that makes you high. Okay? Some THC. Not enough to get you stoned, but enough to trigger the beneficial properties of the cannabis. THC helps, just like an enzyme or a hormone, they create the situation where your body can better utilize it. So a small amount of THC. Again, we're not advocating people sit around getting stoned. A small amount of CBD with a tiny amount of THC in it is beneficial. All right? And that's what we need to remember. So anyway, in 2 Timothy 3, we're going to read through the Bible in basic English. But be certain of this, that in the last days, times of trouble will come. Bingo, they're here. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money. Boy, if that isn't true. Uplifted in pride. Yeah, prideful. Who's more prideful than these communist pigs, and especially these Zionist Talmudic pigs? Talk about people lifted up in their own pride, their own narcissism. Given to bitter words, going against the authority of their fathers or the teachings of their fathers, never giving praise, having no faith or religion, without natural love or affection, bitter haters. You ever see some of the pictures of these triggered, I don't even know what you want to call them, feminists and communists and all, oh my God, bitter haters, saying evil of others, liars, in other words. Violent. Look at these cops that are trying to put down the protesters. This describes them. You know, I've got a theory about some of these police departments that are being put in the field against us are not local police. They're not even Canadian or American in many cases. I'm convinced they are foreigners and particularly Israelis. Dressing up in the uniforms, that's why they want you used to seeing the masks over them, the helmets, so that you see very little of their face and everything else, because you'd be able to tell that they're not our people, you see. So they can send in goons, because Israelis have no problem beating up innocent children, so they have no problem running horses over old ladies with using a walker, etc. Lane says that he's been thinking the same thing. So yeah, brother, great minds think alike. I believe that's what they've done, just like Lavoie Finicum that was murdered out there in Oregon, that grandfather that was shot down by the Oregon State Police. I'm willing to put money that the two Oregon State policemen that gunned him down in cold blood were not native to this country. They were not truly Oregon State Police. I'll bet you any money they were Israelis, because they gunned him down absolutely in cold blood. And a white man, a true white man, can't do that. A true Israelite cannot do that. I don't care who it is. You cannot gun down an innocent person. Now, I did say innocent person. We can't do that. They can do that. They don't have a conscience. They don't have empathy whatsoever. They are truly psychotic, sociopaths. Okay? So I'm thinking that if we capture some of these guys and rip off their masks, we're going to find out we've got a lot of aliens amongst these thugs that are on the street. Because I'm seeing a lot of pictures where they're actually white police officers, male and female, in Canada and elsewhere. They are taking their masks off and actually embracing a lot of these freedom convoy protesters. So again, Messiah told us to judge people by their fruits and also to take the blinders off when you're looking. Just because an individual is wearing a police uniform doesn't mean he's what you think he is. Doesn't mean he's part of your local police department. Doesn't mean he's even an American or a Canadian. They hide behind things like that all the time. The Jews in America hide behind other religions, like Nancy Pelosi says she's Catholic. Is she Catholic? Hell no. She's a Jew. You got to understand, we're talking ethnicity here. So Nancy Pelosi can call herself a Hinduist, a Buddhist, an atheist. She can call herself anything she wants. She's ethnically a Jew. Therefore, she's a Bolshevik. Therefore, she's a liar. She goes to synagogue and prays the Kol Nidre prayer, or she does it in secret. Doesn't matter. The effect is still the same. Do you see what I'm saying? You have to take the blinders off. So, I just saw a comment there about Trump being a Jew. Yeah, well, if he isn't one, he should be one. He certainly behaves like one. So anyway, without natural affection, bitter haters, saying evil of others, violent and uncontrolled, hating all good. Does that sound like these Bolsheviks? False to their friends, acting without thought, lifted up in mind, meaning self-centered, okay? Lifted up in their own minds, loving pleasure more than Elohim God. Again, do these not describe these so-called Antifa, Black Lives Matter, socialist, communist pigs that are trying to take over? And they're using government because they've infiltrated our governments. Again, I've had United States Air Force General tell me that 30 years ago. Almost 30 years ago, a general told me that to my face. So the people trying to warn us and let us know that this was coming, they were out there. We just weren't paying attention. We, the people, we were sound asleep, enjoying the fruits of Babylon, the delicacies of Mystery Babylon, the great whore. Yep, we were enjoying those delicacies. Having a form of religion, oh yeah, we've got that down, but turning their backs on the power of it. Go not with these. In other words, don't associate with these kind of people. That's why I don't darken the doorstep of any whitewashed sepulcher church. I haven't for many years now. I wouldn't step foot in one. Not a bit of truth in them. It's the form of religion, form of faith, but having no power. Turning their backs on the power of it because it takes true faith. Do you think the Father honors the prayers of the apostate? Really? People think he should honor a prayer just simply because people bend the knee and pray? When there's no repentance, there's no change, no change of heart, no true faith, and no commitment to the Father and to his truths. See, that's why I said it's a test. For these are they who go secretly into houses, making prisoners of foolish women. Let me stop here. As I've always told you, this Greek word translated women here applies to females and effeminate men. Okay? Again, why understanding the Greek language is so critical if you're going to translate properly. So these people, these Zionist communist pigs, making prisoners of foolish women and effeminate men, weighed down with sin. How many of these people are weighed down with their violations of God's law? They're miserable people, but they don't even know why. And yet they're engaged in race mixing. They're engaged in pedophilia. They're engaged in the occult. They're engaged in eating shit food. They're engaged in putting pharmaceuticals in their body. Well, I just don't understand why I don't feel good, Dan. Weighed down with sin, turned from the way by their evil desires. Turned from the way. Who's the way? Oh, that's right, Yeshua. Ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of what is true. Going to school, degree after degree, and yet just educated idiots. Never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And as James and Jambres went against Moses, so do these go against what is true. Men of evil minds, who, tested by faith, are seen to be false. So we can test them and see that they are false. Like, who doesn't know Justine Castro? That's right, Justine Castro. You people call him Trudeau, but Justine Castro is a complete fraud. Everything about that creature is an anathema to the living God. Everything about him. There isn't a bone of integrity in that body. Not one shred of integrity. Verse 9, but they will go no further, for their foolish behavior will be clear to all men, as theirs was in the end. Is that happening right now? The foolish behavior of these Antichrist demagogues, these politicians and government people and police and military doing the work of Antichrist? Yeah, it's getting to be pretty obvious, isn't it? Verse 10, but you took as your example my teaching, behavior, purpose, and faith. My long waiting or long suffering, my love, my quiet undergoing of trouble, my punishments and pain, the things which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, the cruel attacks made on me, and Yahweh God made me free from them all. So again, can the world persecute us? Yes, it does. We've all been through it, especially in the past 2 years. If you didn't succumb, you didn't bend the knee, you didn't put a diaper on your face and all, could they persecute you? Yeah, they could. They could take away some of your conveniences, that's for sure. However, could they overcome you? That's the question. Verse 12, yes, and all whose purpose is to be living in the knowledge of Elohim God in Yeshua HaMashiach will be cruelly attacked. Evil and false men will become worse and worse. Are we witnessing that or not? Using deceit and themselves overcome by deceit. But see that you keep to the teaching you have been given and the things of which you are certain, conscious of who has been your teacher. And that from the time when you were a child, you had knowledge of the holy writings, which means separate or consecrated writings, which are able to make you wise to salvation. Now, this salvation in the Greek is salvation from harm. Okay? It's not what the church world teaches today. It is salvation from physical harm. So Yahweh's teaching does that, does it not? Through faith in Yahshua HaMashiach, every holy writing which comes from Elohim God is for profit and for teaching, for training, for guiding, for education in righteousness. Remember, the prayers of the righteous are the ones that avail much, so that the man of Elohim God may be complete, trained, and ready for every good work. The people are coming unglued, the masses, and many, as our dear friend that joined us here on the last program, David, who's with Project Scorpio. So there is a relatively young man in his 50s that is awake and looking for answers. Many of the listeners to his radio program on Revolution Radio have contacted him saying how much they enjoyed the program and hearing the message of this identity truth. But he also had some people say how disgusted they were with it. See how Yahweh's truth is like a double-edged sword. It divides, much as Yahshua said, I've come to bring a sword. Truth is like a sword. It divides. It cleaves, just like a sharp sword or a knife. It cleaves people, families, relationships, friends, coworkers. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, some people are struggling with that, because we've been raised in a Jewish world controlled by the media and the narrative. In a Jewish world, it's trying to get you to believe that universalism, another teaching of communism, universalism, is the way to go. And they promote the liars behind pulpits that push this garbage. The truth of the matter is that universalism is bullshit. All right? No, it is not the truth. And Ella says here, you must be born from above and not again. Right, born from above. You come down as spirit into this flesh body, and you return to spirit when you leave here. That's pretty evident. And you, if you can't tell there's differences between people that walk this earth, then you have no discernment. Now, part of the problem is there are those out there that teach that this is completely a DNA thing, meaning a racial thing. Well, I think it's pretty clear that your race isn't what's going to save you. Now, there's some people think just being white is all, that's it, that's all it takes. Really? Really? You think that's it? I'm white, so I've got my ticket, I'm home free. There's no judgment, there's no requirements, the Father has no conditions whatsoever. Just me being here and being white, that's all it takes. Well, as I've said many times, let me know how that works out for you, will you? I'm really curious how that's going to work out for you, because, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to me, and when I read Scripture and all, I don't get that message. So maybe I'm missing something. Somebody out there can educate me on where does it say, and when did you get the message that just being white is all it takes? Really? Again, I hope it works out for you. I don't have much faith in it, but I hope it works out for you. That's where the racialists don't get it right. But here again, people have been deceived thinking that the mainstream churchianity is true faith in Christ. That's not, no, it's not. Right? We need to be sure to use Caucasian versus just white. Well, Caucasian through the Caucasus Mountains, the pass of Israel, Jacob Israel, where we came when we left Assyria, the Assyrian captivity. But our people have been all over the earth for thousands of years, long before that. So that was a group of our people, but our Caucasoid relations have been all over this earth for multiple thousands of years. Evidence of that is coming through all the time. But again, mainstream media will never tell you that. Never tell you that. So those are things that we need to keep in mind as we go forward. And I wanted to see, well, also we can talk a little bit about it. We don't need to read it, but the verses that talk about a great shaking in the heavens and the earth in the latter days, okay? When you look again at the Greek words used for that, it's talking about upheaval, not just earthquakes, famines, tsunamis, tornadoes. People think of those kind of things out there. It's also in the geopolitical realm. Okay? It's also in the politics. It's in the governments. It's in the institutions that you have been trained from childhood to trust when they're not trustworthy. Upheaval. As people come out of their slumber, they are disgusted with what they're finding out about these people. The blinders, praise Yahweh, the blinders are starting to come off of the people. Again, why it is so important for you folks who have been awake for a while, who've had time to go do the research and verify the identity truth, it's extremely important for you to remember that you are his ambassadors to our brothers and sisters just now waking up. They're going to seek you out. All right? And you have to be ready. Do the best you can. Doesn't have to be perfect, but do the best you can. You are ahead of them in your training and learning. So Ella just says that we're in the middle of Luke 21:26, which is men's strength will go from them in fear and in waiting for the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be moved. Yeah, very good. And that's under a subsection called the Coming of the Son of Man. It's only four verses, so let me read it. And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, meaning the lights in the firmament, and on the earth there will be signs, fear among the nations and doubt because of the loud noise of the sea and the waves, which often represents large groups of people, which, again, the whole world is in turmoil, just as Scripture says. Men's strength will go from them in fear and in waiting for the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be moved. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things come about, let your heads be lifted up, because your salvation is near. Can you say hallelujah? So thank you, Ella, for sending that in. Lift up your heads when you see these things coming about, because your salvation, again, soter in the Greek language, meaning salvation from physical pain or harm on this earth, terra firma, not some hereafter, some not feel good thing that the church world teaches. It's unbelievable. Lane had put in here that Captain Kirk, which is, I'm trying to think of his name. Oh my God. I should know that. Anyway, that he's a Jew. William Shatner. Again, name changer. Most of these kikes that hide amongst us are name changers. That's one way you can tell that they are a crypto Jew. They're trying to hide, because why else would you change your name? Okay, really, think about that. Okay, your family gave you a name. That's a sacred thing, conferring that upon you. But they change them at the drop of a hat. Why? Because they are crypto. They're hiding. They're trying to stay below the radar. And yes, Shatner is Jew. And from his behavior on the sets, from people that I've known to been to Hollywood, been around him. When the cameras are turned off, he acts just like a Jew. Just like Robin Williams. Everybody thinks of Mork and Mindy and the cute little crap that he pulled on stage in front of a camera, but when he was off camera, he was quite the obnoxious and perverted Jew. Reading down through the notes here. Bill Fink does not say that just being white gives you a pass into heaven. I had heard that about him, so after fact-checking, that is not the case. Okay. Lane says here, Commander Dan, Yahweh chooses his people, so don't expect crowds at your front door. Lane, I can tell you that that is so true. They're not beating a path to our door because they don't want the truth, unfortunately. It's been that problem for a very long time. Only truth seekers are going to find the truth. When he says that, you know, if you're seeking the truth, I will help you. But that's a conditional thing. Everybody wants Yah's help, but they don't want to do the seeking. They don't want to do any work. They don't want to get off their ass. They don't want to open a book. They don't want to get away from their diversions, their entertainment, their sports, their sex, their drugs, their liquor, their whatever. They got a thousand different things to entertain themselves, and we're entertainment junkies today. It's sick how we bought into this convenience. The road to hell was paved with convenience. How did they lead us into this mystery Babylonian situation? With convenience, because we're no longer able to swing a hammer ourselves or drive a nail. We don't know how to wash clothes in a tub. I've done it. As a young boy in the farm, the washing machine we had would often break, and you'd be outside washing them in a tub like our ancestors did. One tub full of wash water, one tub full of rinse water, wringing them out by hand and hanging them up on a clothesline. Not that hard, folks. Making butter by hand, milking the cows by hand, harvesting the eggs out of the chicken coop by hand. It's not that hard. Why did we allow them to convince us to come off the farm and living the way God intended? Because of what? Refrigeration? Or you could just go down to the grocery store and somebody else did all the hard work, so all you had to do is go down and buy it and come home and turn on your virtual comedies and your situational TV and sit there and eat your bonbons and chips, gaining weight and getting out of shape. Why did we do that? Why did we let them do that to us? Doing it the Father's way is the best way, and that's the natural way. If you do any research into what these corporate ranches and these corporate farms are doing to raise what you think is food, it would make you vomit. And yet you're eating it every single day. I just heard from one of my children. My one son is going through some serious bowel issues again. But by his own admission, why? Because he's eating the shit food. Okay. As soon as we start feeling a little better, we go right back to the old habits that put us in the hospital to begin with. Why do we do that? Why is it so hard to change? I do not understand that. If you can get yourself to change something that you're doing for 7 days, that's all it takes. 7 days, you can break a habit. Some people might take a little bit more, but generally speaking, if you can do it for 7 days, you'll create a new habit to overcome a bad habit. 7 days, that's all it takes. But you have to have the will to do it. And that seems to be part of the problem of our people. They've lost the will to be better, the will to fight, the will to overcome evil. this world is not going to fall into the hands of these communists. Yahweh's not going to allow that. But he wants his children to rise up and subdue them. We talked about that in Malachi. You can go to Ezekiel. You can go to Obadiah. In fact, let's go ahead and pull up Obadiah here. Only one chapter. So Obadiah 18. And the children of Jacob. Now, who's the children? Oh, that's right. Jacob, Israel, or Israel. Okay, the Israelites, the white Caucasian Israelites. The children of Jacob will be a fire, and those of Joseph a flame. So that's just a double pointing out of our people, okay? Jacob will be a fire, Joseph a flame, basically our people. And the children of Esau, the red, the communists, the Zionist dogs, dry stem of grass burned up by them till all is gone. Now, either Obadiah knows what he's talking about or he doesn't. You have to choose, I guess, don't you? This says that Edom Esau is going to be basically exterminated by the language of this verse, and there will be no people living in Esau, for the Lord or Yahweh has said it. Okay. Other versions have there will be no root nor branch. Now, that's a biblical way of saying obliterated, genetically obliterated. Some people say, well, isn't that genocide? You don't think the father can genocide his own creation? Especially if it's a creation that's gone wrong, which, of course, Edom Esau is the adversary of all that is right. Why would Yahweh not want to eliminate them? Okay? So again, Obadiah, Ezekiel, and Malachi all refer to the fact that the wicked and evil of this world are going to be destroyed. It also tells us that it doesn't look that way in human terms. In human terms, it's going to look like there's no hope. No hope whatsoever. No way this can be overcome. And that's why our Father says, when it happens, I will get all of the glory. Okay? You and I aren't going to get any of it. Because we are too dirty, too weak, too wishy-washy, too lazy, too cowardly. And we refuse to work together. We just refuse to work together constantly. Stabbing each other in the back, gossiping, you name it, anything but working together. We just don't want to do it. We don't want to have anybody in charge. We don't, no. No, Dan, that's okay. You're right. That's our people. And that's exactly why he's going to have to do it himself. But that's also why he'll get all the glory for it. He is going to protect his plan and his creation for his purposes. Okay, Ellis says here, Revelation 11:18, so we can go there and check 11:18 out. And the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time for the dead to be judged. In the time of reward for your servants, the prophets, and for the saints, or the called out ones, and for those in whom is the fear of your name, or reverence of your name, small and great, and the time of destruction for those who made the earth unclean. How about that? Revelation 11:18, under the seventh trumpet. So again, the resources and material and information is out there for anybody that wants it. we are in the middle of the perilous times he talked about, and the way bad people are behaving, etc., is just getting worse and worse, exactly as he said. But as he said also, as you see these things coming about, know that your redemption is not far away. Okay? So that's the good news. The other good news is that many of our people are repenting, seriously repenting, calling on the name of our Father, and they want to know about this message. You have to bring it to them. Okay? Even if you feel unqualified, even if you think that for some reason you just don't know enough or whatever, you got to get over that. Because even though you think you don't know much, you know a whole lot more than these youngsters, these babes in the message. You know a whole lot more than them. And so you're going to have to be strong enough and brave enough to take them by the hand and lead them into the Word, and also to comfort them. Okay? You've got to be able to give fellowship and discipleship to these newcomers. Okay, I'm looking down through the notes here. Henry says here, I used to enjoy football in the 70s, but not since. That's about right. I gave up on it when it became the NFL, the Negro Football League. Forget it. I'm done. Done with all professional sports, actually. Well, I'm to the point where I'm done with Babylon. I don't want anything to do with this sick, demented world that we're coming into here. I want to get back to the basics. I want to get back to doing things the way we used to do it for thousands of years, and honor our Father and honor ourselves and respect our ancestors, the things that were taught to us. Life doesn't have to be complicated. And everybody says, well, I got to have money, Dan. I got to have money to get by. I can't leave the Babylonian system. Well, the only reason you need money is because these man-made governments have made so many laws, restrictions, fees, licenses, taxes, all created by wicked men to enslave you. If you would choose your leader, as the Israelites of old have done many times, and pick up your shields, your swords and your spears, and be willing to fight this system, it would be replaced by one that's built upon biblical law, and you would have instant freedom and instant prosperity. Instantly. But how many people have that vision? All of the things that you think you need to beg to be part of the Babylonian system so that you can get their Babel bucks, their electronic shekels, all of it was created by them to enslave you. You don't need any of it. You don't need man-made government. That's the big lie they don't want you to figure out. We don't need them. They sure as hell need us. So this is all a great big mind trick, psychological warfare by the beast to get you to think you need them and their toys and their delicacies, when in fact you do not. You'd be much happier, much healthier, and have a whole lot more free time for relaxation, reading, and doing family things, and inventing things, and building things, without their help. But right now you are completely enslaved by this new Egypt, this Babylon that we're in the middle of, until you mentally get to the point where you realize you don't need them. You have to take steps to start coming out of it. You don't have to do it all at once, but that starts by getting yourself healthy, getting yourself mentally prepared, and then start taking the steps that when this thing crashes and burns, you will have what you need. For instance, Do you have your eye on a patch of ground that you could go plant things on? Do you have heirloom seeds stored up? Do you have some rakes and shovels and hoes put away? Do you have like-minded friends in the neighborhood where you could plant together, share, and guard? Do you see what I'm saying? You can do those things right now. Because, yes, it's true. We are in the midst of this Babylonian thing. Very difficult to do the day-to-day things without some rubbing into the Babylon Babel Bucks system. However, there are many things you could do to start the process. As I've been doing for many years, I order almost all of the foods that I eat from companies and have it shipped to me. Companies that are certified organic, non-GMO, non-hybrid. So I support the companies that are doing it right. I find the local ranchers and farmers that are doing it right. I buy their produce at the farmer's market. I go up to them personally and buy their stuff. Or a neighbor, if they harvest honey, or if they're making their own desserts and they do it the old-fashioned way, I support them. Not just with giving them praise for what they're doing and how good their products are, but I give them money, cash. You support people not just with your words, but you support it with where you're spending your money. That's how you vote. Part of the reason that the corporate world has taken over is because we stopped supporting the little local mom-and-pop stores. Because the Jew-run Chinese garbage stores like Walmart offered you a product for a few dollars less than the mom-and-pop store. So you ran to Walmart. You didn't care. You didn't care you were supporting some Zionist Jew and their flunkies in China. Didn't bother you one bit. You got to save $2 so you could spend $2 more on potato chips and porn. Yeah. I can get a bigger, better car because I save money not supporting my local farmers and ranchers. Yeah. Look how much better I am. Not. There's a price to pay for foolishness, and we're living it. Again, repentance is the only way to go. Repentance means change the way you think. Repent. Repent. You don't have to get a whip and flog yourself like we're told anyway, some of the moronic monks used to do and things like that. That's ridiculous. But what you do have to do is change your priorities. Change the way you think and start thinking like an Israelite. Start thinking like you are already out of Babylon. And what would you do to prepare? Because the day's coming. This system is going to go flash, boom, gone. As Revelation tells us, in a short period of time, it will come crashing down. If you have taken some steps to prepare, you're not going to be hurt by that. You may be inconvenienced a little bit, but you're not going to be overcome. These other people out here, they're going to be overcome. You got to be ready for that too. And you're also going to have to be ready for their anger and the revolution that comes when these people realize that they've been had and they're stuck with no means of survival. It could get ugly for a while. But again, if you've taken the right steps and you're aligned with the right people, it'll be an inconvenience, but not an overcoming. And when all of this riffraff is burned up and gone, guess who gets to build the new earth? Guess who gets to put the new Jerusalem together? Guess who gets to administer the law with Yeshua HaMashiach? We do. Something to think about. All right. Very good. Ralph, you usually have your verses there out of Psalms, if you want to put that out to everybody, Psalm 83 and Psalm 91. 83 for our enemies, 91 for the Israelites, the Caucasian Israelites. So, it's time to go. I'm a little bit under the weather at the moment. Not sure why. It was a rough night, but It could be a lot of things going on. It could be electromagnetic interference, could be just stress from the times, could be some kind of microwave thing. It's hard to say anymore. It doesn't really matter. We have to get through this period regardless. That's the thing. We've got to focus on what our job is, and we're going to get through it. It does not matter what they throw at us. We trudge forward constantly, always forward. As Ralph says here, Psalm 91 to the remnant, Psalm 83 to the enemies of Yahweh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll close in prayer here. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you again for this opportunity to reach out to our brothers and sisters. We pray your spirit, your holy, consecrated spirit would be upon all of us. Give us that guidance that we need. Help us to see through the deceptions and the confusion, delusions that are out there. You told us that you would send a strong delusion on your people if they no longer love the truth. So obviously you're looking for us to repent of that and start being truth seekers. The truth is out there if we would just seek it. Help us to do that. Help us to be good leaders. Help us to be good soldiers in your name. Help us to be teachers and mentors to our brothers and sisters as they awaken out of this deep slumber that they have been in. We pray for your establishment of the kingdom upon this earth as quickly as possible and the eradication of all of this evil, nefarious activity that's going on by these bad actors. May they be washed away and out of the ashes of their destruction, may our people rise up and again, bring this earth back into the pristine condition that it should have been in from day one. And then there will be truth, peace, and prosperity for all. And we look forward to that, Father Yahweh. Forgive us our sins, walk with us always, and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.